original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Studio City, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you question your career reality. This show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guest will provide advice and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Our guests work in various professions of entertainment, so that means that we will definitely have something sooner or later from a career that you are interested in, so you have to tune in every single week. Now, if you want to check out our guests, our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, you want to go on the LA Talk Radio website, latalkradio.com. You click on the link at the top of the website that says Channel 1, scroll down, look for the graphic of our show, which is Question Reality, and you click the link. And this will take you directly to our archive page where you can view the list of past guests. Our shows are also very exciting, are also available for download on iTunes, and it's under the podcast section. So when you go to iTunes, you go to the podcast section, you type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and you should see all of the shows from 2008 till December pop up for your listening pleasure. Now, if you want to find out about our future guests, we are on the official Question Reality website. It gives a very extensive bio. If you go to the LA Talk Radio website, it has a brief bio. But if you go to the Question Reality website, you will see a more extensive bio. It has their website address, and it's really nice. I designed it personally, so I want you to go there and check it out. And I also changed the name. Now, I got emails from people constantly. I can't remember. I type questionreality.com, and it says it's not there. And see, people just could not get questionreality.us. So I have changed it. It's still at questionreality.us, but now everybody is going to be able to figure this one out. It is questionrealityshow.com. Questionrealityshow.com. And then I bought another one. What is it? Questionrealityradio.com. I think so. I can't remember. But anyway, questionrealityshow.com. So we have, as usual, an incredible, fantastic, spectacular, out-of-this-world guest like we do every single week. Her name is Jeannie Diva. She has been a guest on the show before. I'm not sure. I haven't told her this yet, but I think she's our in-house celebrity vocal coach because she's the most famous one. She's just an incredible, incredible person, and we're going to talk to her in a minute. But first, I want to tell you about an exciting event that's coming up on Sunday, January the 16th at 4 p.m., Charmaine Blake of Charmaine PR will be hosting the first annual Tara Reid Golden Globes viewing dinner party at Universal. It's going to be at the John Lovitz Comedy Club, and that's 1000 Universal Studios Boulevard, Suite 222 in North Hollywood. Now, this event is going to be so exciting. Oh, it was created and it's being produced again by Charmaine Blake, who owns this fantastic public relations firm. As a matter of fact, my friend Christina DeRosa, who is an incredible actress, she is one of the clients. Dane Cook is one of the clients. Janice Dickinson is one of the clients. Tracy Bingham is one of the clients. She has tons and tons and tons tons of really cool clients. But this is her first annual Golden Globes viewing dinner party, so it's very, very special. And if you want to go, the tickets are available for a donation. Now, this is not a price because this is for a charity. This is the proceeds go to childtrafficking.org to prevent child trafficking, which I feel very, very strongly about. So this is a donation, and the tickets are, they range from $200 a plate to $500 a plate. And again, it goes to an incredible organization, and God, do we need it. There's going to be appetizers, dinner drinks, open bar, of course, for that price, open bar. I don't think they're going to water them down. I think you're going to get them directly from the bottle, so that's an incentive. The dinner viewing party is going to be followed by a really fun after party. There's going to be stars there, of course, celebrity guests. There's going to be a surprise, actually a couple, from what I understand, a couple surprise celebrity guest performances. So can't tell you who they are, but you have to go and do your donation of $200 or $500 a plate. And again, it's not like you're going to be sitting near the back door if you give $200. Again, you know, you're going to be right up there with everybody else mingling. So it's all what you can give. And again, it's going to be a great night. It's for a great cause, and proceeds go to childtrafficking.org. If you want to check out that website, it's childtrafficking.org. Okay, so hopefully we will see you there Sunday. Again, Sunday, January 16th at 4 p.m. at the John Lovitz Comedy Club. Now, back to our wonderful, wonderful guest today. I'm so excited to have her back on the show. She was on my television show. She was on the show a couple years ago, and she is back again. So we are going to be able to get some scoops. I haven't told her what I'm going to ask. As a matter of fact, it just popped into my mind, so I hope I don't surprise her, but I'm going to ask her about some of her past clients, which were some American Idol. They were American Idol contestants, so hopefully she'll give us some scoops. You know I'm all about the scoops. All right. Now, Jeannie, I'll tell you a little about her. Since introducing the world to her innovative diva method, and you know what, by the way, a couple people said, is that really her last name? Yes, it is. I asked her that a long time ago. Yes, it's D-E-V-A, not D-I-V-A, but yes, that is her name. She's been doing vocal training since the mid-70s, and she's become one of the most respected and in-demand vocal coaches. She's like a top clinician. She's a recording studio vocal coach. She's a trainer of voice teachers. She is the founder, of course, of the Jeannie Diva Voice Studios. I think she's going to deduct my pay for that. It's an international network. And also, she's a published author of the Contemporary Vocalist book and CDs, as well as the Diva Method Vocal Warm-Ups and the Cooldown CD, which she gave me a couple years ago. And it actually got me, a person who cannot sing in tune, it took me from a C, which I got in the class one year, I listened to her CD, and it took me to an A. And that is really good, because I do not sing in tune. I don't know how the CD did it, but I just practiced, and I got an A. And Mr. Abbott can tell you if you ever meet him. Her newest book, which is out, is for singers, which will be published in 2011. It contains all the things that you need to know to achieve powerful and unforgettable performances. And when I did my little vocal performance, I got to admit it. Now, again, I cannot sing in tune. When I listened to that CD and we had our last class, which we had to get up and perform in front of the whole auditorium, I got a standing ovation. Have the DVD if you want to come over and see it. Got a standing ovation. So, yes, I did have my one unforgettable performance was due to Jeannie Diva's vocal CD. So I would highly recommend that if you want to pursue singing, which I don't. Love it. Can't do it. I after I stopped doing the vocal warm-ups, I just went back to my old ways of not being able to sing a damn. So I thought, oh, God, all right, I'm going to have to whip out Jeannie CD again if I ever need to sing and pass a class. But Jeannie Diva, her clients, as I said before, they are just celebrities. It's a wide range of people. They include Grammy Award winners such as Amy Mann, Patty Griffin, again, American Idol finalist Felicia Howes of the multi-platinum Bone Thugs and Harmony, South American superstar Ruddy Rodriguez, singer-actress Linda Carter, remember Wonder Woman, leads in Broadway's Wicked, Rent, The Lion King, and Grease, members of the Luminary Rock Band, Jay Giles Band, remember that? That was one of my favorites, and Foghat, and backup singers for superstars Celine Dion, Pink, Christina Aguilera, Stevie Wonder, and Janet Jackson. And recently, Jeannie helped perform a Cuba Ka for signing with Michael Jackson's former manager, Frank DeLeo, now preparing him for his new Las Vegas show, Cuba Kingdom. So very exciting stuff. You know, you just don't hire anybody for that kind of stuff. So you know the woman's good, right? Now, over the past 20 years, Jeannie's penned over 400 published articles as well. One of her most recent articles is about to appear in the next edition of Music Connection magazine. If you're a singer or in a band, you know what Music Connection magazine is about. Among her other educational accolades, Jeannie assisted in establishing the voice department at Boston's famed Berklee College of Music, which is her alma mater, and she's currently on the Elite Voice Instructor Council of TC Hillicon Vocal Technologies. Woohoo! And again, as a celebrity vocal coach, she's appeared on E! Entertainment and TV Guide stations. She's been interviewed on numerous radio and television shows, and is referred and endorsed by producers and engineers of Amy Winehouse, the Rolling Stones, the Cars, Aerosmith, Fleetwood Mac, and others. And vocal teachers around the world, they base their teaching on Jeannie's method. So Jeannie teaches also right here. So if you are excited by everything I told you and you live here in Southern California, well, get super duper excited because she teaches in her private Brentwood and San Fernando Valley studios. And she coaches, again, singers around the world also via internet and video. So if you're in Germany or Paris or Russia, she can still coach you via the internet. So that is very exciting. Modern technology at its best. Now, I could go on for the rest of the show and just tell you about Jeannie Diva, but she's probably fallen asleep by now because she just hears this stuff so much. She goes on so many interviews. But let's just see if she's awake and she's ready to talk to us. Jeannie Diva, are you snoring yet?
I'm snoring. Hopefully very melodically. Thank you for such a beautiful introduction.
Oh, well, my God, yes. Well, you are such an impressive little soul on this earth. My God, you've done more than most people do in a lifetime, and I don't know how you do it. You're just an incredible woman, just incredible, and you're so warm, and you're so genuine and sincere, and I would personally, if I could afford you, I would take vocal lessons from you just so I could be near your warm presence. So not to be able to sing, but no. But thank you so much for taking time to be on the show again. As I said, everybody was so excited to hear you coming on the show, and I did get some emails, and I was wondering if we could take a little bit of time to answer the questions, because I did tell these people in an email that you might answer their questions. Would that be okay?
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay, so we announced that Jeannie was coming on the show, and we got several emails, and I picked out, actually we got 10, I picked out 5 because, you know, I wanted to cover other things, and I find that questions, I did that before, they can take like a whole show. So maybe Jeannie will come back on next year, and I will carry the other 5 people's questions over. Okay, so let's start. Now, we have Let's see. This one is from Linda. Oh, I better not say last names. Okay, Linda from Pittsburgh. And her question is, every vocal coach I have studied with forces me to sing classical music. Do I have to sing this stuff to sing well? Do I have to sing this
God
stuff?
God bless her.
Well, if you're from Pittsburgh, no, you don't have to do that. No, okay, go ahead, Jeannie. You take that question.
Okay. There were just two words that I need you to tell me again. I didn't quite get it.
Every vocal coach I have, I know, I had a problem reading it too. Okay. Every vocal coach I have studied with forces me to sing classical music. Do I have to sing this stuff to sing well?
Right. My answer is only if you study with those teachers. But that's really not what she wants to know. No. And
because obviously if she's writing, do I have to sing this stuff to sing well? She's not interested in singing classical music. So she really probably shouldn't be with a classically trained teacher who's trying to teach her classical music to start with.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a little more that I can say on it, though. Although essentially what you just said is the truth. There are teachers who say that they teach rock and pop and, you know, various contemporary styles, but they are still, their methodology of training is actually still coming from a classical orientation. And then there are classical teachers who adhere to a very long tradition of belief that if you don't sing the classics, you will never be a teacher, or rather, sorry, you'll never be a singer. And that, no offense, please, to anyone who believes that, I have not found that to be true. And in fact, classical training orients the singer to sound like a classical singer. So then if the singer doesn't want to sing opera and they're singing rock or they're singing pop, they will end up sounding like a classical person trying to sing a different style. And it doesn't cross over. Through all the years that I've been teaching, and in fact, this is one of the impetuses for me to have done the research that I've done on the voice, was to find out if the answer to her question is yes or no.
Well, you know what's interesting?
Is that clear?
Yeah, that's clear to me. I don't know if it's clear to Linda in Pittsburgh, but to Priscilla in LA, I'm understanding it. Now, it is something interesting that she pointed out when she said, every vocal coach I have studied with forces me to sing classical music. And I chose that question because, again, when I was on my pursuit of being a singing diva, which never happened, but I went to a lot of vocal coaches, and I'll be damned if they didn't do the same thing. And I thought, but they were not. What was interesting was that I was told when I was referred to them, because I do by referrals, and I was told that these were people who were singing pop or singing rock. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Why are they trying to get me to study classical? And how did they jump from classical to pop or rock? So, you know, that's, what do you have to say about that? Because I found that interesting.
Yeah. I've pretty much found through my now many, many years of being a professional singer, as well as 34 years of teaching voice, when a person is trained classically, no matter what style of music they sing, they sound like they're coming from classical training.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe some people like that sound. It's not my preference because it clashes to me.
Mm-hmm.
So if a person steps forward as a teacher and says, this is the only way that you can develop your voice, you know, that way of basically having to sing classical and studying classical technique, then essentially they don't know any different.
Right. And you need to hit the road and take your check with you. But so yeah. if you want to study, say you want to be a pop singer, then you would obviously, common sense would tell you that you need to be taught by pop singers. But I have found
No. It doesn't matter what the person sings. What's important is the technique that's being taught.
Hmm. Okay. The reason I say that, remember we talked a couple years ago, and today's artists, I think this started, and you'd know better than I, but I think this started in the 90s, this style. You know how every decade or every couple decades, the music sound changes. Obviously, we don't sing like we did in the 20s or the 50s or even the 70s. Well, in the 90s, we noticed a lot of people started with that, and I don't even know what it's called, but the closest thing I can think of it is it's like doing those riffs, you know, like those, is it called riffs? You know,
riffs are embellishments, but riffs are what you're thinking of when you think of Mariah Carey,
right,
or some of the more we'll call it modern R&B singers, where there's going on type of thing.
Kelly
Those are
Clarkson,
riffs.
Perfect example. Kelly Clarkson, Christina Aguilera, you know how they do those runs with their voice? I call them riffs or runs. And if you're a classical music teacher, you know, you want to learn how to sing like that. Say you're a young person, you want to learn how to sing like that. Mm-hmm. How is a classical teacher going to teach you that? Or how would any teacher teach that? Is that something that you have to learn naturally, or what would you suggest? How would you learn to do that if that's something that you really love and want to sound like?
Right. Well, in this case, some mimicking helps, you know, just studying, listening to one of these singers and working on what they're doing. But to do it really, really well takes a variety of aspects of developing the voice so that the muscles of the voice can move that fast for you. And you know how to basically get out of their way and think those pitches and those little melodic aspects. If you listen to, like, Christina Aguilera is very creative with her riffing. There's different things she does melodically with it. They're not what I call pedestrian. They're not common types of things, usually. So she, along with a few other singers, have raised the bar on vocal excellence within that genre and that approach to using voice. Whether somebody agrees with having that many notes all the time or not, we're talking a sort of a technical ability.
Right.
And then how you use it for expression and coloring and emotional emphasis in the song is a next important step. So it's not just about, well, look at me, I can do all this stuff.
Exactly.
It's about, you know, engaging the audience and saying something that's meaningful in the sounds and the melodies and whatnot that you're doing.
Yeah.
I have put together several CDs. Well, they're on CDs, but I've been creating more in recent times of different exercises that actually help a person to develop that ability. And
oh, I need that, Jeannie. I need that. I'm sending a check right now because I tried to do it, as you said earlier, mimicking. I was told that by a lot of different people. Well, when I tried to mimic, it sounded like I was yodeling. It did not come out right. And I don't know is it possible to, because I don't have that background and that vocal training, is that why it came out like I sound like I'm Swiss and I'm yodeling? Because you do need to have that training. You can't just listen to a CD and just try to do the Christina Aguilera thing, because it will come out like yodeling, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, some people take to it more naturally and faster even without any training. They grow up with the sound.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's true, because a lot of the younger singers, I notice, I've run across a couple singers who have never had a vocal lesson, and they can do all those runs and riffs. I say, how do you do that? Mm-hmm. They listen to all of the CDs of the modern artists. They grew up with it, so it's kind of ingrained.
It's part of their vocabulary, but, you know, then the next thing is, are they of professional quality when they're doing it? And if not, which frankly often is the case, then there are things that need to be boosted in terms of their vocal expertise and the training of the muscles and that type of thing.
Absolutely.
But
Absolutely.
Anybody, you know, is interested, you can get my Wrist Runs and Embellishments CD as a download on my website.
And that is jeanniediva.com.
Right, which is spelled
JeannieDeva.com. Let me earn my money, Gina.
Thanks so much. So what's the next question?
Well, I know I need a copy of that because I want to do a riff. I am still really irritated that I was defeated by the riff. The riff has defeated me, and I am going to get back on the horse again with that. Now, let's go to my next question. This question comes from Jennifer from Rhode Island. Hi, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. This question says, does my vocal coach need to have a vocal music education degree?
No. But a person's vocal coach does need to know what the body how the body is designed to make sound. Otherwise, what you get taught could simply be opinion, not based on physical fact. You got that?
Oh, yeah, I was taking a drink of Snapple. I was hoping you'd go on about that. I'm
so sorry.
That's okay.
I will continue then. Sip away.
I talk so much, my throat gets dry. I have to lubricate.
Yeah.
Lube. Yeah,
okay, lubricate. I'll say a little bit more about it.
No, I'm done now, but okay. It only got in, and I have back in the moment.
Okay.
But, you know, that does make sense because I don't think that I'd want to pay somebody. I mean, I don't know if I want to hand somebody my hard-earned money if they didn't have a music education of some sort, because that's exactly right. I would want them to know how to explain things like the vocal folds and how they work and how the air goes in. And I don't know if you didn't have some sort of background and you weren't educated if you could do that.
Right. But, I have to say, unfortunately, a lot of voice departments in colleges don't necessarily teach everything that a person would need to know. Or I'm trying to be discreet here.
Don't be discreet. We want it. We
don't
want
be
you
discreet.
To tell it like this. Let's do
all
it.
Right, I'll tell it like
style.
It is.
Let's do
all
it
right.
East Coast style. Go ahead.
Okay, here's the backstory on it all. The field of voice began prior to there being any knowledge of what we could call biology, any knowledge of the physiology of the body. It was against the law to open a body. There were no tools to do it. There were no x-rays. Nobody knew nothing. What the sounds that were created once, for a long period of time, it was against the law for singers to, for people to sing in public display. This is in Europe before Christopher Columbus came across and found America instead of India or wherever he was trying to go. And, so there were very strict guidelines in terms of how you were supposed to sound and what sounds were considered beautiful, and everything was molded to fit these predetermined structure. And I'm trying to give you the Reader's Digest version of this background here. So as the years went forward, a lot of things that were actually more myth than they were fact kept getting passed from singer to teacher to singer to teacher. And interestingly enough, or disgustingly enough, here we are, 2011, and there are still teachers who are passing on information that is moldy, oldy, never had anything really to do with the exact physiology of the body, and yet it's being put forward with great authority. Example, for any of our listening audience, if you think that your diaphragm fills with air, you have been given false information. Air only goes into your lungs. It does not go into your diaphragm.
I believe that. That's what my music teacher told me. Fill my diaphragm. Fill it with air.
Right. So also another one would be people patting their belly right around their belly button area.
Yeah.
And saying, you know, to fill that area with air.
Oh, yes.
Air doesn't go in there. Those are your intestines.
Actually, now that you say it, it makes sense. Air, how would air get in there? Oh, my God, we're morons. I believed it, too.
Yeah. So, you know, in and of itself, you could say, well, you know, that's very innocent. But it's not, because a singer who is studying voice is doing so because they have a genuine motivation to raise the bar on their craft and to be able to do something with certainty in vocal performance. They love singing. They have a passion for it, and they want that passion to be expanded upon and utilized, not shut down, blocked, or guided off into some strange other area that they're not interested in. Singing is about communicating. It's about self-expression. It's about connecting with other people and engaging them and bringing them through some kind of experience. And it's co-created in that way from singer to audience. So if we are given as singers wrong information, we will try to use that information as, you know, to the hilt to help us to sing better. And if it's misguided information, if it's not factual, we will still, believing it, if we do, try to make this thing happen that in fact can't happen. And unfortunately, what that does is it creates tension, and it never opens the door that we were hoping would be opened.
Yeah. So
just like if you wanted to drive a car and you were told that the way to make the car go fast was to step on the brake, you know, you would be pretty perplexed.
That makes
Why doesn't the car
sense.
Go faster?
Right. That makes sense. Yeah. So we just keep repeating it down the line. It just keeps – it's cycling itself. And you
right.
It's just the luck of a draw if you get a teacher
yeah.
that does that, or you get a teacher who can really help you channel and bring out your best voice. So
right,
unfortunately,
exactly.
it is the luck of the draw. And if you don't know any better, how are you going to know – you know, what you're being taught,
right.
if it's the right or wrong way. So keep
right.
that in mind, people. Keep that in mind. You probably do want to go with someone, in my opinion, that has an education. But you got to use instinct, I would say. Do your research. Check around. Get referrals.
Yeah.
Do all that
yeah.
stuff. It's the same thing, you know, like a job interview or checking out a job. The person that you're hiring, it's an interview. So
right.
you definitely want to get the best one. Now, we
yeah.
are on to the...
Can I say just one more thing here before
yeah.
we go on to the next one?
Sure.
After I did my initial research on the voice, which I did simply to clear up my own confusions, because I had gotten to a point after having been a professional singer starting when I was 12 years old, years passed, and I started trying to improve my vocals by going to some voice teachers. This goes back some many years ago. And I got to a point where I was more confused rather than freer. And it was, I didn't understand. And one day a light bulb went off in my mind, and I realized that it is the human body that makes the sound. And if I just really knew what the parts were and how they worked and how they were supposed to work, and that I could figure it all out, and it would be simple instead of one teacher contradicting the next, and me ending up in, you know, with my head swirling. So I went, and plus I had been told by several different teachers that if I didn't stop singing rock and contemporary styles, I would ruin my voice forever. And that just really, I couldn't buy that at all. And I decided that what I was really being told was, I'm sorry, I don't know how to help you, but I can't tell you that. So just, you know, I'll
just
tell you,
go with
you
the classical and shut up. I'm teaching classical. That's what you're getting. If you don't like it, go to hell down to the next block.
Yeah. Not everybody's like that, fortunately, but I had the misfortune of running into a number of teachers back in the late 60s, early 70s who were like that. So anyway, I did a whole bunch of research that was through science journals and whatnot, and I found that the voice can be developed not in the style, but developed in a way that strengthened it, widens range, gives you the confidence that you want, the flexibility of tones and sounds and such, so that you can use it at your command confidently and sing whatever style or styles you want, rather than it being a restriction. And then, as it happened, I was asked to start teaching voice in a private music school on the East Coast back then, and in the Boston area. And I asked if I could have a month to figure out how I was going to approach actually teaching the things that I had discovered. And one of the things that I determined is that for me, I don't like somebody just telling me, do this, do that. You know, I like understanding why I'm doing it so that I can be part of it and know it for myself. That's when I get confident, not just being tied to somebody's apron strings. So I realized that I had to include a certain, you know, the simple basic information about how the voice works as an instrument to help a person understand what's going on, but also to help clear up misunderstandings that they might have gathered through whatever number of years. And then it becomes so like, duh, on what to do to help improve your vocals and the steps to take. Through doing that, I have also recognized that a confident singer is confident because they know that they know. They're not hoping they know. They're not hoping that when they open their mouth, the sounds that they're imagining will come out. They know that it's going to be that way. And that, to me, is a professional.
Absolutely.
Right? So it's a matter of taking the steps that actually include understanding that what you're doing is, in fact, right. You know, a lot of people have difficulty defining what's the definition of right and wrong. In this case, right is working with your instrument, and wrong is doing things that it is, you know, like trying to breathe into your belly when no air goes in there, or filling your diaphragm with air.
That is so funny.
Or clutching your tush. You know, there was a voice teacher who taught something that he called pinch the penny. And you were supposed to stand in front of a mirror, and there was a penny that was taped on the mirror, and you had to pretend that that penny was lodged between the cheeks of your butt, and you gripped your butt, and then you were supposed to vocalize or do whatever, you know, he was having you do. And if your voice went off or cracked or something was wrong, there was a standard patter. He would say, okay, what went wrong? And you were supposed to answer, I didn't pinch the penny.
What
and that's
the
what
hell?
Everything was.
That guy was dropping some serious mushrooms. That is psychotic. I don't even know what you said. I mean, what is pinching your ass together got to do with looking at a penny taped on a mirror? That is, he was seeing things in the penny based on hitting the crack pipe. I don't know. That's insane.
Ultimately, what he was trying to do was place physical tension someplace that wouldn't tense the throat. However, it was very, you know, the tension, putting tension in your butt muscles does not correct why there would be throat tension. There would be a reason for that, and it just needs to be uncovered and handled directly.
Stop it with the butt. That's crazy. I've never heard that one. That will be the topic of conversation at my next dinner party. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad to get you there.
I am going to pass this on. Now, let's get to Sandra, because, time is flying. Let's get to Sandra. Okay. Sandra from Long Island, and she says, my vocal coach doesn't perform much. Does this matter?
Well, I would hope that at least the vocal coach used to perform a lot. if a singer doesn't perform, they're missing the reason for vocal development. I find that maintaining at least a certain amount of currency with performing myself, I continue to grow. So it's another aspect where I'm able to set a good example for those whom I'm training. Plus, they get to come and see me and, get to learn some things from me as a performer. Yeah.
They want to see their coaches. Their coach is going out getting a gig once in a while, and they're not sitting there taking their money and, you know, reading something out of a book, I would imagine. So it makes them feel more confident to have someone.
Well, I think staying connected to the reason for it all, which is performing, adds a particular dimension to teaching. And also, things change. As you were pointing out earlier, Priscilla, about, you know, with each era, there's like new styles or new things that are being done, et cetera. There's also a lot of changes with technology.
Mm-hmm.
And for a teacher to not know about the latest on stage gear, you know, and sound systems and microphones and what's available and how it feels personally to perform with with new gear and stuff that's available. Singers can't develop fully without being assisted in how to use the electronics. Because you might be able to do stuff great in your voice teacher's studio, but when you step on that stage and start interacting with hearing yourself through monitors or trying to use in-ear monitors and working with the band and stage volume and
that's a very good
the
point.
Audience and,
That's a very good point.
Technique.
A voice teacher teaches you to sing, but as a beginning singer, where are you going to learn those other techniques? They should be able
to
tell you, right? That's an excellent point.
Thank you.
I love that.
So that's one of the things. That's one of the things in my performance book that I think is going to surprise a lot of people is that I don't just give tips and techniques and exercises to develop your ability to connect with your audience and move them, But I also get into the gear involved and mic technique and exercises to get really confident in using a microphone and how to choose a microphone and how, you know, what's available and how do you go about looking for a microphone that's right for your voice. All of these things add to a singer's performance.
Now,
or
which book is that?
It.
Which one
that's
is that?
The one I'm working on right now that will be coming out this year.
What is that one called? I got to write that down.
Well, I am not able to give people the actual name.
Oh,
I have
okay.
to conceal it. But
okay.
But it's
okay.
a book.
Okay, well, they'll just call you. They'll call you, and then you can let them know when it's out. Because that is so important. I am so glad that you're doing that, because I don't know of any other vocal teacher that does anything like that. They're like, you come here, you get your vocal lessons, bye, see ya. And I mean, I asked this vocal teacher that I had, I was paying her $75 an hour, and I said to her, oh, well, you know, what microphone? There's so many out there, because I went to Fry's. There's so many. I mean, I went to Guitar Center. I'm looking at the store and this and that. What one would be best? She had no idea. She's like, well, I would get the cheapest one. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, there's something wrong. So it is important to know what microphone goes with your voice.
It is.
You give all of the technology behind.
Right.
And maybe, you know, do you teach you know, how to stand? Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah.
They
how to use
need
the mic
that.
Stand.
That you need it.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Okay, we're gonna have to skip the last two questions, because we're going to be ending, and I want people, because I want everybody to know where to get your stuff. So I know you got a lot of stuff going on. I know that you've got, if you want to get any of Jeannie's products, which I highly recommend, there is the Method of Voice Training, the Diva Method, Complete Voice Technique for Stage and Studio. She has her main products, which are the Contemporary Vocalist Volumes 1 and 2, the Diva Method Vocal Warm-Ups and Cool-Down CD, which helped me give my unforgettable performance. And that's available as a hard copy on many web stores, including Amazon.com, and as a hard copy, and it's downloadable from her website. And again, that's Jeannie Diva. DevaJeanneDeva.com. She also coaches singers around the world on the internet webcam, and she was the first person to do that. So, booyah! And for those too far to study, again, that you got Jeannie right on the internet. Now, she also, if you go to her website, she has free online voice lessons, and you can sign up right on her website, and you'll get the free vocal warm-ups and the free monthly vocal tips. I get them. I love them. I pass them on to my singers. I know she probably doesn't like that. I pass them on to my friends. I'm like, here. Yep. And she's brought into – this is a person who's brought into recording studios around the world as a vocal producer, recording session, and vocal coach during album recording. So if you have an album and you need help, Jeannie Diva is the one that you want to help coach you, for God's sakes. She has her book, and the DVD recommendations that I'm going to give you are the Contemporary Vocalist Volumes 1 and 2, again, available in hard copy or as a download, the Diva Method Vocal Warm-Up and Cool-Down CD, that's the one that I did, available in hard copy, again, or as a download, and the one that I'm going to get, which is the Riffs, Runs, and Embellishments, the Vocal Exercise CD, that's available as a download only, so you have to go to her website, JeannieDiva.com. Now, we got 1 minute. I promised the audience, you were the vocal coach for some American Idol contestants. Give me in 1 minute, tell me a good story. Give me a scoop.
A scoop. It's hard.
As a matter of fact, who were the American Idol contestants that you coached?
I can't tell you.
Oh, no!
Sorry.
I thought I saw on Facebook that we were going to be talking. talking about some scoops. Oh, God. All right. You can't tell us who.
Amazing.
But did any of them get to the top 10?
Yes.
Okay. How about the top 5?
Yes.
Okay. What year?
The one who was in the top 5 was 3 years ago.
Okay. Okay. So we're going to go. All right. So we're going to try to remember. I'm going to go on the American Idol website and try to pull up the top 5, and we're going to try to figure it out. I'll narrow it down, and I'll tell the audience whether you like it or not. I'll just guess. Jeannie Diva, again.
Thank you so much, Priscilla.
Much. JeannieDiva.com. Thank you for answering those questions. And again, you definitely want to check out her information. I love Jeannie Diva. Thank you for being with us. I hope you come back anytime. You are open guest on the show. Thank you for joining us
today.
Thanks
so
much. Enjoyed the show and got some valuable information to help you in your entertainment career. Please join us next Sunday at 5. Our guest will be producer actress Laquita Cleary. Thank you. We'll see you. Bye. Say bye, Jeannie.
Bye bye. Thanks for your questions.
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.